Today, the Trump transition made it official. Rick Perry is Trump's choice to lead the Energy Department. If confirmed, that would mean the department's next leader would be the same person who once famously called for its elimination.
It's three agencies of government when I get there that are gone. Commerce, education, and the, what's the third one there? Let's see.
The answer he was looking for was energy. Susan Tierney was Assistant Secretary of Energy for Policy under President Clinton. She later helped lead the Department of Energy transition team for President Obama, and she is now a senior advisor for the consulting firm Analysis Group. She joins us from Denver. Welcome.
Thanks so much, Jeremy.
And what was your reaction to the news that Rick Perry is Trump's choice for energy secretary?
Well, I have to say it came a little bit of out of left field. Although there's a lot of energy-related things that are going on in Texas and did happen during his watch as governor, it really is a surprise that he would be heading up the agency he couldn't remember.
And also, you talk about what's going on in Texas. We should remind people that the point of the Energy Department, or at least the primary focus, is about nuclear material.
Yeah, and I would actually describe it as the science of nuclear material, the science of high energy physics, the science of wind turbines as they go through the air. So there's a really deep scientific core of the Department of Energy.
Well, and give us a sense of what exactly the Department of Energy does, because we should remember that the reason Rick Perry was trying to name that department is because he wanted to get rid of it. And many Republicans believe that there shouldn't be a Department of Energy. But what does it do?
Well, the first big chunk of the Department of Energy is really to make sure that the nation's nuclear warheads are ready and available to be deployed and to sit as a deterrent for a variety of different kinds of horrendous things that we could imagine associated with nuclear bombs. So about 40% of the budget has to do with the support for the scientific core that allows the nuclear security to be available without testing those weapons in the atmosphere. A second chunk of the Department of Energy is dealing with the legacy of many, many years of nuclear testing. And so about a fifth of the department is really addressing cleaning up lands that were contaminated by the weapons program. Another fifth has to do with high energy physics and making sure that the nation's scientific core on the physical sciences is world class. And then another fifth is really the energy programs. And that is broken down from everything from supporting advanced nuclear reactors for commercial operation, supporting oil and gas development technologies, renewable energy technologies, cybersecurity on the nation's grid, just all sorts of things that are related to energy. So you probably heard me backing into the energy role.
Yeah.
But that's only a fifth of the agency's work.
Well, and the current secretary, Ernest Moniz, is a nuclear scientist.
Absolutely, a world-class nuclear scientist. And that has enabled him to sit in the agency in a way that I think no other secretary before him, including another Nobel Prize-winning scientist, Stephen Chu, was able to do. Ernie Moniz is really knowledgeable about the underpinnings between these different parts of the whole holding company that's the Department of Energy.
Well, one of the things that Ernest Moniz did is he helped out with the Iran nuclear deal. And obviously, as we've said there, it's something that he knows something about. What role do you think a Secretary Perry would have in either negotiating a new deal or just getting rid of the one that we have now?
Well, let me start by saying that I hope that a Secretary Perry would not dismantle the current deal. I think it's a really important element of our national security for years to come. That said, I think that any Secretary of Energy really has to surround themselves with trusted advisors and experts in the organization who can help with some aspect of the agency's mission that may not be at the fingertips of the secretary, him or herself.
One more thing I want to ask you about, Susan Tierney, and that is the story that the Trump transition team had put out a questionnaire for members of the Energy Department, and part of it asked for the names of employees and contractors that have worked on climate change issues and attended climate conferences. Now, the Energy Department says they're not going to have their employees respond to that, but what were your thoughts about that?
Well, I was stunned at what appeared to be a real ferreting out of individual people, including career staff who have spent the years of their lives working on things that any administration would be asking them to work on. So it seemed to me as though it was off base, and there's lots of other things that the transition team is looking at and is appropriately looking at in terms of important issues that need to be addressed in the early days of the administration.
That's Susan Tierney, who was Assistant Secretary of Energy for Policy under President Clinton. She helped lead the transition team for energy under President Obama, and she's now Senior Advisor for the consulting firm Analysis Group. Susan Tierney, thanks for joining us.
Thank you so much.